Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. We mix Louisiana cooking with signature beverages, and the result is Blend of the Bayou, Men Who Cook, Men Who Mix, and Men Who Brew. The annual event takes place coming up Sunday afternoon, and President of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, Tommy Usry, joins me for a preview. Tommy, good to see you.
It's always a pleasure.
Blend of the Bayou, lots of delicious treats, as well as the signature drinks and Men Who Brew. Well, you know, we talk about the culinary talents of a number of men in our community. How's this Sunday shaping up?
Oh, it's doing good. I was just looking at the list, actually, this morning. I was telling you that getting men to tell me what they're going to be cooking, they're all trying to keep it undercover, and I've got, you know, signs that have to be put together. So I'm calling out this morning and say, all right, guys, you know, here's the deal. Come on, get it into me, or else it's just going to say surprise. But these guys are just absolutely amazing to think that, you know, we started off with, I think it was like 14 cooks and about 150 people. And now, you know, I'm up to 52 cooks, and we'll have 700 to 800 people will come out. So it's cooking for the arts and, you know, having a good time. You know, food is an art form in Louisiana. And these guys, some professional chefs and then some, you know, avocational chefs, they're the ones that are making it happen for us.
Of course, so much goes into the setting. I mean, just a beautiful Sunday afternoon out on the bayou. Tell us about the location as it played out being a part of this event.
Well, when we start out with Blend of the Bayou, naturally that meant it had to go to the bayou.
Right.
And then for the last, about the last 13 years, it's been at the same home on Island Drive on Phillips Bayou, or Phillips Lake, I believe it's called. And just the ambiance, if you can imagine, we, you know, close the street off and then people walk up, or some people take their boats over, mm-hmm. and, you know, come over that way. So it's just, you're like your, you know, Island Drive, like a little island of party that afternoon. It's almost become like a festival because we do have the artwork. We have the Bayou Gallery, which has about 25 of our area artists that are doing silent auctions. And then, as you say, the Men Who Brew, the Men Who Cook, the Men Who Mix, Mason Grenade is playing, so you've got great music going on in the afternoon. And then just the smells, like the smokers that are going, you know, because the guys get there early enough in the afternoon that you can kind of start smelling it all around. It's like, all right, that means it's, you know, it's good food, good times, good friends, you know, it all comes together at Blend of the Bayou.
Some of the participants this year and some of the food selections that maybe you've been led to believe that they'll be preparing.
Well, one of the neat things right now that I was just looking at was Trent Livingston and Steve Brenner are doing something mm-hmm. called Cinco de Mahi, which is going to be, it's a mojo marinated mahi that's going to be grilled. Bob Brown, Tommy Lewis, and Josh Barm are going to be doing some amazing barbecue ribs. Brian Crawford, one of our original cooks,
right,
and Judge Jeff Joyce are doing a shrimp and crawfish remoulade salad. Bob Brown, one of our second-year cooks from many, many years ago, he's doing some melitón with crawfish in it. And then Mark Smith, the chef at Sage, is doing some lamb sliders and lamb kebabs. Joey Cordell from Winsboro, he always comes up with something really, really elegant, and he's doing a pasta a la Norcina, which is with fresh sausage and a mushroom sauce. Then Brian Bowes is always popular because he does what we just call Brian's Delicious Dessert. So that's kind of an idea of what we've got coming. Some Jamaica jerk wings, that Tom Graff is doing with Eric Maws. So it's just, and naturally, you know, the culmination I think people always have to walk through is where the men of the Rotary Club are frying their fish. So we always have fish on site, and I'm still waiting on the other guys. I've got probably about another 10 or 15 guys that I'm still waiting on right now. So
what signature drinks are served up, as well as the return of the Men Who Brew. Last year was the premiere for the Men Who Brew. Tell us about that edition.
Yeah, the Men Who Brew, Mike Sawyer and Heath Lord came to me and said, you know, we have home brewers here in the area, and so it's about 10 guys that are coming back again this year. They've got it's sponsored by Community Trust Bank, and so all of the beers that they're brewing are named for some of the officers of Community Trust. So you have to come out to see what the little secrets are that they're doing. But these guys, you know, when they come to you and say, we want to help raise money, you know, and then we want to do something ourselves for you, that really makes you know that what you're doing here for the community to raise the funds for, you know, the arts in the community is doing a good job. As with John Say, his group is going to be doing their especially mint juleps again. And then you got Larry Mullins and Kirby Price, they're going to do their signature hurricane drink. So it's just this kind of thing that makes it really, really special.
Well, you mentioned the event benefiting the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, and you just back from a trip to Baton Rouge. Tell us about some of the current work and those discussions in Baton Rouge and how things are shaping.
Things are doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. Money is tight in Baton Rouge, but we were able to talk to the several of our legislators, including Jim Fannin, who is chairman of House Appropriations. And as he said, things are very, very tight. We've asked that, you know, if there are more funding, because, you know, we went from $5.2 million back in 2005, which made us, out of the states and territories in per capita spending, we were like number 16. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're way back down to, you know, in the 40s again at $2 million. So we said, what we'd like to do, as we can build increments, you know, let's do it. We've talked to, you know, several people over in the Senate side. So it looks like if there is some more money, they're going to try to help us out. You know, we don't expect to go back all full boat right now because there is a problem. We understand that. But we had some great chats with them. The second day we were down there, we had what was called Art Connection, and we had just some amazing sessions, you know, for if you were an artist, a volunteer, a board member, we had it for you. Lieutenant Governor Darden, you know, gave us just an amazing kickoff. So the arts are alive and well in Northeast Louisiana. I'm glad to say that.
And, of course, so is the culinary delights of Blend of the Bayou coming up Sunday. Tommy, when do things get started, and how can you find out more about attending?
You can actually call my office at 318-396-9520. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. You can go to Community Trust Bank, to the Toggery, and to City Apothecary at PNS Surgery Center and get your tickets there, $50 a person.
Looking forward to Blend of the Bayou. Tommy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.